at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, with tonight's play-by-play action, here is Wade Gershner.
And the high school basketball season is winding down. Believe it or not, postseason play will begin later on this week for classes 2A and 3A, along with 4A and 1A will be underway. And then on Saturday, 5A and 6A sub-state brackets will be released. Tonight, we have a matchup between two schools that are separated, but just about 5 or 6 miles on Highway 24. A rematch of games that are played on February the 4th. And the St. Mary's Bears, the women winning 63-44. The Rossville boys won the first time around 61-60. Expect two very competitive games here tonight. The girls' game should be closer as Nora Burdick is back after a broken hand she suffered in volleyball. And she was back on Friday, and Rossville reaped the benefits of her return as they knocked off state-ranked Riley County on the road. They are a different team with her in the lineup, and we'll see how much different tonight against the St. Mary's team that has been clicking here recently and have earned a first-round game at home at Substate. It's Rossville, St. Mary's from Rossville, tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Back with our starting lineups in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband, John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maritime Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maritime Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Start your dream home now with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in-use vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Stock Growers State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you on a Monday night for high school basketball, as it's the final regular season games before postseason play begins later this week for the St. Mary's girls and boys and Rossville girls and boys. St. Mary's girls will be hosting Riverside on Thursday at 7 o'clock at St. Mary's, first round of 3A Substate. Rossville Lady Bulldogs will be on the road as they will be at Mission Valley, who is the 8th seed in 2A girls. Rossville the 9th seed, but we mentioned their dangerous 9th seed with Nora Burdick back in the lineup. Rossville girls are 9-10, 2-8 in the Big East League. Last year, 18-4, 8-2 in the league. Derek Dick, the head coach in his first year, head coach at Rossville for 8 years for the boys, had 116 wins and 56 losses. And the starting lineup tonight for Rossville, Cheyenne Hahn is a 5'4 senior guard, averaging 7.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. Riley Dick, 5'6 junior point guard, is 6 points away from 1,000 in her career. She's only a junior. She's hit 59 threes this year and 152, we believe, in her career. Averages 22 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. Maggie Sanders, 5'4 junior guard, averages 4 points and 4 rebounds. Sydney Sumner, 5'11 senior center, averaging 1.3 rebounds. And Nora Burdick, 5'11 sophomore. She's missed 10 games this year due to a broken hand suffered playing volleyball. She is back, averaging 18 points, 11.5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. St. Mary's girls are 10-9, 6-4, tied for fourth in the Big East League. Started the year 7-2, led by Dorian Silsbury in his third year as a head coach, record 35-31. Veronica Huntley is the point guard, 5'3 sophomore, averaging 2.2 rebounds. Brianna Figgia, 6-foot junior forward, averaging 2.2 rebounds. Maisie Kent, 5'6 senior guard, averaging 2 points and 4 rebounds. Hayden Himes, 6'3 senior center, all-leaguer, all-stater from a year ago, averaging 24 points, 13 rebounds. She has had 14 double-doubles this year and is only 6 points away from 1,500 in her career, over 900 rebounds. And Isabel Hurlers, who shoots the ball extremely well, especially from beyond the arc, a 5'7 senior guard. She's averaging 15 points, 3 rebounds, 2.5 assists. She had 29 on Valentine's Day and a school record 7 threes at Hiawatha, and she has connected on 19 threes over the course of her last 4 games. St. Mary's is in the road blue with the white numerals and lettering. Rossville in the home white with the scarlet gray outlined in red, and the tip is controlled by St. Mary's. They have it moving from left to right on your radio dial here at Rossville High School, home of the Bulldogs. Lob pass to the near wing to Heim. Heim spins, turns, double team, steps through, fires out front to Figgy. Figgy doesn't look to shoot, was open top of the circle. Now Huntley zips it over to Kent. And now to Figgy in the baseline in the corner. Now giving room, she lines up the triple. It's on the way. That one too strong. And the ball bouncing into the arms of Diane Hahn, 5'4 senior on senior night for Rossville. Riley Dick gives it to Hahn. Hahn flips it out to Sumner. Now back to Riley Dick, one of the best players in the state, averaging 22 points a game. Here's Burdick. Fires it over, has some tape and a wrap on that left hand and a splint. She broke her hand in playing club volleyball, or volleyball, whatever it was you want to call it, but outside of the high school volleyball team. There's a turnover in Rossville, their first of the night. Rossville started out the year strong, 3-0, lost 4 in a row, then the injury to Burdick, and their record's going to be deceiving now that Burdick's back in the lineup. Here's Heim going baseline, double team, steps through, fadeaway, good. Tough shot baseline by Hayden Heim. Her first points. Now has 1,496 in her career. Here's Riley Dick going baseline, cut off there, and then knocked away and stolen by Kent, and a foul called on Riley Dick. That's her first. She is the head coach's daughter. All-league as a freshman and sophomore, sure to be all-league again this year, averaged 15 a year ago. She had 38 points against Jeff West and had 7 threes in the game against Holton, so she can light it up. Her and her looking. They are two marksmen from beyond the arc. Here is Heim. Up and under move, left of the lane, steps through, banker no, rebounded there by Hahn, a returning starter from a year ago. Rossville had high aspirations coming into this season with Dick and Burdick back. Burdick whips the pass over here, near side, and the shot at the bottom of the backboard out of bounds, put up there by Maggie Sanders. But they did lose 5 talented seniors, Kinsey Piron, Kinley Porter, Emma Mitchell, Katie Spielman, Brooklyn Horrigan. So 3 starters back, top 2 scorers. And then when Alberta got hurt, they became easier to defend with Riley Dick being the main source of offense. And there was only so much she can do. Even if she averaged 22 a game every time when Burdick was out, you still need to probably get the 40 to win a game at this level. Here's Burdick in the corner, 3-pointer on the way, knocks it down. Nora Burdick with the 3-pointer. And it is 3-2 in favor of Rossville after St. Mary's had the early 2-0 lead on the bucket by Heim. Here's Heim on the near side in front of the Rossville bench. Flips out between the circles. This is Hurla. Hurla to Heim. Open 3-pointer. Top of the key. Book it. Ripping the courts from straight away is Hayden Heim with 3 threes in the loss to Silver Lake on a Friday, 60-37. She now has 16 threes on the year. Dick trying to answer her 3-pointer bouncing off. Good rebound by Jalen Breeze, a sophomore who came into the game. 5-3, St. Mary's with the lead. Heim has all 5. Here's Hurlig. Drives, flips it over to Huntley. Huntley out front to Kent. Kent a lefty. Over to Breeze. Down low, good position. Heim turns, shot up and good. She got it too deep down on the block. Time has 7, and it's 7-3, St. Mary's. Waubonsie's the number one seed in the 2A girls substate that Roscoe is in. And Roscoe could face them in the second round. That's be a tough matchup, second round for a one seed. As a three-pointer missed from the near wing by Hahn. Back the other way, St. Mary's has it. Kent into the lane, flips it back. Heim, 3 feet beyond the three-point line. In and out. Good look. Rebound underneath Kent. She can't finish. Gets it back again, and then ripped away. Tie out, jump ball. An arrow in favor of Roscoe with 4:47 to go in the first quarter. And coming in the ball game is Shaylee Hubble, a 5'9 junior. For the Roscoe Lady Bulldogs. Rossville, 9-10. St. Mary's, 10-9. Rossville struggling in the Big East League at 2-8. Here's Dick, gets the high screen from Maggie Sanders. Flips it over. Burdick fakes a three and called for a travel. Second turnover for the Bulldogs. Carson Paulie, 5'4 sophomore, into the game for the Lady Bears. So Hurley brings it across the Bulldog logo at half court to our right. Steps into a three. Nobody picked her up. Misses off back iron. Rebound. Heim underneath. Power dribble. Put back. No. Gets it again. We'll try again. And can't finish. And Breeze fought along with Hahn. Hahn comes away with the loose ball. 7-3 St. Mary's. Heim has all 7 for the Bears. Dick flips it over to Maggie Sanders. Nice move. Goes around. Breeze lays it up and in. Nice move by Maggie Sanders. Her first two. And it's 7-5, St. Mary's. So Roscoe will be on the road first round. And St. Mary's will be at home. Nice lob inside. Great seal. And Heim lays it up and in for two. She has all 9. And right now, Roscoe doesn't have an answer for number 22 in blue. Now, Dick able to penetrate into the lane and has the ball knocked away. Fouled on the shot attempt, it appears. We're going to stay on the floor. Fouls on the floor. Got Paulie, that's her first. Boys game coming up later tonight. Roscoe boys 13-6, St. Mary's boys 15-4. Roscoe ranked 6th in 2A. St. Mary's number one seed in their boys substate beginning later this week. Here's a three-pointer from the corner, knocked down. Claire Whitmore with her 8th three of the year, and it is 9-8, St. Mary's. Here's Hurla, the scoop with the right, high off the window, too strong. And the Bulldogs able to clean the glass. Riley Dick will step back, gives it to Burdick. Burdick back to Dick, open, three-pointer on the way, short. And the ball goes out of bounds, far side into the bleachers. Riley Dick averaging 22 a game. She is 6 points away from 1,000 points in a career, just a junior. Here's Heim, who has over 1,500 points now in her career. A little reverse layup miss. Good move on the baseline. That wasn't a lot of help defense, but she could convert. She's going to take her talent to Central Missouri to play D2 basketball in the MIAA with the likes of Washburn and Fort Hays State, Pittsburgh State, Emporia State. She'll be in the state of Missouri. Dick hops into a three-pointer and buries it top of the circle. Riley Dick with the 3, her 60th of the year. And it is 11-9, Rossville with their second lead of the night. Here's Hotley, gets the screen, kicks it over to Heim. Heim fakes the 3, guarded by Burdick. What a matchup that is. Burdick, just a sophomore, but very athletic. Heim catches down low, nice step through, keeps the ball high, and banks it up and in on the turnaround. Heim with 11, and we're tied at 11. Heim has all of the barrier points so far. 2:05 to go first quarter. Dick spins, leans in, puts up the scoop layup. What a nifty move by Riley Dick. She has 5, and now she is 1 point away from 1,000 in her career. Quite the accomplishment. Not easy to get to that amount of points. Hurley probing, now flips it out. Heim had it, knocked away and stolen by Burdick. Burdick jumps out, turns, fade away, bouncing off. Heim has it. Oh, he'd like to see Burdick go straight into Heim. Maybe draw some contact, fish it, fade it away. Good steal, though. Turnovers even at 2. Minute 30 to go first quarter. 13-11 in favor of Rossville. Breeze holds the ball above her head. Zips it over to Hurley. Hurley steps through, flips it up with the right. It's a little bit short on the scoop, rebounded there by Whitmore, and a timeout called by Rossville. 1:17 to go first quarter. Bulldogs 13, Bears 11, back in 30 seconds on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs! This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
13-11, Rossville with the lead. It's Rossville 13 and Hayden Heim of St. Mary's 11. She has all 11 of their points, including a three-pointer. Riley Dick has 5 points, including a three-pointer. Vertica three-pointer and a three-pointer from Whitmore. So 3-3 so far for Rossville. Into the game for the first time is Lily Mitchell, 5'5 junior. Now Hubble flips it over there, and now Hahn has it. Fires it to Whitmore. Into the corner it goes, putting on the floor. Nowhere to go is Hahn, a senior on senior night. They'll recognize the seniors between games. Final regular season game here at Rossville High. A nice cut to the bucket by Riley Dick. Misses, gets her own rebound. Power dribble goes up and has it blocked out of bounds by High. Last touch by Heim. Coach Dorian Silsbury of St. Mary's asking if it was last touch by the Bulldogs. The official says no. Here's the inbounds all the way out front. Between the circles it goes. Rossville in the white uniforms, moving from right to left. Ball knocked away by Kent. Kent then diving for it. Takes out Riley Dick. So good effort by Kent, but call for the personal. Her first, second team foul. Whitmore to throw it in, far side. To the Bulldog logo at half court. It goes to Cheyenne Hahn. Hands it off to Burt. A little three-guard weave action, top of the arc. Now the left-hand dribble is Hahn. Wants to get it to Dick, but Kent is face guarding her and denying the ball to Dick. So good defense by Kent. Now Riley Dick has it, behind-the-back dribble. Really happen to work right now. 12 seconds on the clock. They're also trying to hold for the final shot of the quarter. 13-11 Lady Bulldogs. Here's Riley Dick. Oh, between the leg dribble. Step back. Doesn't get off the three. Drives. Cut off by Huttley. Puts up the three. That one an air ball. I think Huttley now got a piece of it. Great defense by the Bears in the final 40 seconds. At the end of one, it's Rossville 13, St. Mary's 11. Back in 1 minute, this high school basketball, 96.9 to full.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because whether it's a family road trip in your dream car or hosting a family reunion in your dream home, Michelle Martin's agency can help you feel protected so you can enjoy those dreams with peace of mind. Bundle your home and auto and save up to 23%. Contact Michelle Martin or risk advisor Ashley Lannon for a quote today. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers, as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the second quarter. St. Mary's trailing Rossville 13-11 in the girls' varsity contest. Boys' game coming up later tonight. Senior night here at Rossville. Bears with the ball. Moving to my right from west to east as the gym sits here at Rossville High School. Hurley cut off in the corner, picked up the dribble. Being harassed. Now Heim turns, puts up a tough shot, and scores on the baseline from the block. Heim has 13, all 13 for St. Mary's. Here's Riley Dick to Sanders. Now cut to the bucket. Dick catches it, turns right-handed, hook up and good. And Riley Dick just went over 1,000 points in her career with that bucket. 15-13, Rossville. Maisie Kent, out front, Biggie, doesn't look to shoot the three, lobs it for Heim. Heim catches, goes up, count it, and a foul, and what a game for Heim. She had a game this year where she scored all but four of her team's points. Foul is on Burdick, her first team foul of the second quarter on the Bulldogs. Heim free throw up and misses. Burdick up high for the rebound. Heim a 77% foul shooter, but misses that one. Tied at 15. Here's a three by Burdick, short from the top of the key. All blue jerseys to gather the rebound. Here's Kent, the lefty, finds a crease all the way to the hoop, lays it up, and missed the layup. Boy, that was bad defense by Rossville. They had two players at their back turned to the ball. You got to see man and ball. Lucky Kent missed the layup, but now a three missing from the near side by Hahn. Rebound to Figgy, and here comes Hurla. Hurla drives, cut off baseline, back to the trailer, Hutley. Hutley lobs underneath for Figgy. Figgy, a nice catch, and a travel called after she did the pump fake. Figgy probably would have been better off just catching that going up all one motion, but did a pump fake and moved the pivot foot. Full court pressure by the Bears. Both teams playing man-to-man so far tonight. 6:25 to go, second quarter. We're tied at 15. Baseball pass ahead. Now on the baseline corner, 17-footer, and it is rattled in there. Doing a 360 and going down for Cheyenne Hahn. Her first two, and it's 17-15, Rossville. Hurla floater baseline got it to drop. And that's the first point scored tonight by someone other than Heim. Here's Hahn, spin dribble, flips it to Sanders. Maggie Sanders lost it, loose. Heim goes after it, run into by Burdick. And picking it back up is Hahn. And Hutley pokes it away from behind and out of bounds in the scorer's table on a near side. Derek Dick, head coach, throwing his team screen away. Sometimes teams can get a little stagnant offensively. Need to move without the ball. Here's Riley Dick, pump fake. Shoots the 15-footer, but called for a travel. Third turnover on Rossville. Big thanks to some of our sponsors tonight. Gray's Auto Repair, locations in St. Mary's and Rossville. Michelle Martin, American Family Insurance in St. Mary's. Clements Welding and Morrill. Next Tech, Clorox Legacy Group of Rossville, Integrity Insurance. Ducati Companies in Rossville. Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka. Here is Heim. Zips it over into the corner. Breeze pulls the trigger, and that one 2 feet too long. An air ball on the three from the near corner, and then out of bounds, it'll go to Rossville. Also, big thanks to Cindy Glenn, Realtor, Coldwell Banker, American Home, Stock Grower State Bank, Tyner Insurance, Bob's Janitorial, Doltmeyer Homes, Miller Motors in Rossville, St. Mary's Teamworks, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's, and Doug's Pharmacy right here in Rossville. We are tied at 17. Riley Dick spins in the lane. A little right-handed runner does not go. Rebounded by Heim. Heim, like a gazelle, brings up the floor, flips it over to Breeze. Back to Heim, posting up. Step through, shot up. Are they going to count it? Yes, they will. Chance for a three-point play. Foul is on Hahn, her first. Second team foul. And Hayden Heim with 17, looking at number 18, and we still have 5:06 to play in the first half. Her career high, a school record 42 against Maranatha early in the year. Free throw up and good. 18 for Heim. And it's 20-17, St. Mary's. Yeah, Burdick, Riley Dick, Heim, and Hurla. Those are two lethal combinations when they're all healthy. Driving the hoop, shot rejected. Sanders went up with it, rejected by Heim, averaging almost three blocks a game. Heim back to the trailer, Hurla. Hurla, cut off there by Sanders. Hunter hands it to Heim at the volleyball line. Heim giving a little bit of room. Over to Kent, and she traveled. Before she could gather herself and shoot the three. That's a fourth turnover for St. Mary's. St. Mary's with the lead. Heim by herself outscored the Bulldogs 18-17. Hurley chipping in a bucket. Two-handed chest pass from Riley Dick to Claire Whitmore. Now Hahn spins into the lane, puts up the top. Baker and gets it to go. Tough shot, but Hahn able to knock it down. She has four. That's 20-19, Bears. Here's Pauli. End of the game. Hurlett, pick and roll ball. Turnaround shot. Heim bounces off. Verdict slips and falls, but grabs the ball. She was lying on her backside. And here's Riley Dick, far sideline from right to left. Gives it over to Hubble. Open. Three-pointer on the way. Bouncing off. Heim, another rebound. She has 14 double-doubles in 19 games this year. Double-doubles, of course, double figures in points, rebounds, in two different categories. Could be assists, steals, blocks. But usually it's points and rebounds. Here's Heim. Nice up and under. Pump fake. Steps in. And she'll get another chance for a three-point play. Heim has absolutely taken Rossville to school in this first half. Foul is on Hubble. That's her first third team foul. Hayden Heim averaging 24 a game, and she has 20 in the first 11 and a half minutes of this game. Actually, 12 and a half minutes. Free throw on the way, and that one is in and out. Heim, 1 of 3 from the line. It's 22-19 Bears. Here comes a trap, and Heim, well, what's the call here? On was bumped, no foul call, so apparently the ball was bounced and then touched by St. Mary's player right when it hit the sideline. So the Bulldogs are triggered in on the far sideline into Riley Dick, who has 7 points. She's over 1,000 in her career, just a junior, and she drives. Well, it might have been a foul, no call, as Breeze came over to help. And out of bounds, last touched by St. Mary's. Riley Dick, a good outside shooter, but she's very good at carving her way into the lane. Now defense here, a push called on Pauli. That's her second. They try to deny the ball to Riley Dick as much as they can. Kind of one of those things where you've heard cut the head off the snake. That's the best way to take out a team. It's kind of just a figure of speech, a metaphor, but Riley Dick is kind of the key to that. Now hands it off to Riley Dick. That could have been close to over and back violation. No call. They let it play. Riley Dick is the leading scorer on this team. Splits through a couple defenders, misses with the running right-hander. Gets her own rebound, though. It's always full of energy. Here's a three by Hahn. It's up and away. Too strong back iron. Good rebound by Mitchell. Back to Riley Dick between the circles. Out of Whitmore. That's Hahn. Almost traveled. Lily Mitchell needs some help. And throws it over to Hubble. Good defense by the Bears. Extend their man-to-man well beyond the perimeter. Utley, a good defender, going up against Dick. Out to Hubble. Skips it over. With it is Mitchell. And then Dick is run into by Utley, inadvertently, but still a foul. But good defense for all that time, and then kind of a nickel and dimer. But foul on Utley, that's her first. Second team foul on the Bears with 2:27 to go first half. And a timeout called by St. Mary's. We'll take one as well. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience. Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
22-19 in favor of St. Mary's. Hayden Heim has 20 of those 22 for the Bears. St. Mary's calling a full timeout. Both teams have burned one timeout. They both have four in their back pocket. This game doesn't have any impact on sub-state seedings or league standings, so they can just go out and have fun in this rivalry game. Here's a three in the corner, inbounds, and it is buried by Claire Whitmore. That's her second three of the night, ninth of the season, and we're tied at 22. Once again, St. Mary's will be hosting Riverside on Thursday in the first round of 3A sub-state at 7 o'clock, and Russell will be at Mission Valley. Russell will win that game. They play Wabunsee, the one seed, next Wednesday. St. Mary's girls, meanwhile, if they would win, they'd probably play Silver Lake for a third time. That would be next Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Silver Lake. Inside, great pass by Breeze. Heim with the seal and an easy two. She has 22 of St. Mary's 24. The average is 24. They might get that in the first half. Minute 50 to go in the second quarter. Hahn does a good job to come and meet the pass. Now to Burdick. He's missed 10 games due to a broken hand. Going in, putting up, count it. Can't for a three-point play. Claire Whitmore, the freshman, playing very well. She has 8 points. That might be closing in on a career high, if not a career high. That was on Isabel Hurla. That's her first. And so to the line is Claire Whitmore. Free throw on the way. It's up, and she buries it. The 2 threes and a three-point play. And it's 25-24. Rossville with the lead despite Hayden Heim scoring 22 for St. Mary's. Now a little zone look by Rossville. Heim skips it across to Kent. Swings it to Hurla. Wide open. Three-pointer. Yep. They go zone, and the zone buster is Isabel Hurla. Her 59th three of the year, 147th of her career. And it is 27-25 in favor of St. Mary's. Second made three of the night, one for Heim, one for Hurla. Now the ball knocked away. Good defense by Kent. Heim quickly ahead to Hurla. Steps into a 17-footer. Rainbow arcing shot short. Rebound Huttley back to Hurla. Lobs it for Heim. Heim has the smaller Whitmore on her. Flips it up on a reverse and is fouled. Well, St. Mary's done a great job getting the ball inside to Heim where she wants the ball. And she's also done a good job of getting a position that she wants. Sumner with a foul, her first. Four team foul on the Bulldogs. Behind to the line, where that's been her only problem, is the foul shooting tonight. It's the first one. She's 2 of 4 from the stripe, now 23 points. Second free throw for the 6'3 senior, all-stater from a year ago. And she knocks it down. I would think she'll be all-state again this year. She is 24, and it's 29-25. Bears with the lead, Brasso with the ball. Whitmore, who has 9 points, and that leads Rossville here tonight. She's open. She takes a three. That one off to the right. And all alone for the rebound is Breeze for St. Mary's. 30 seconds, and the Bears, I think, will hold for the final shot. No shot clock in the Big East League this year. Optional, according to Keisha. And St. Mary's, Rossville not using shot clocks. Higher classes, we've seen shot clocks. Rock Creek, a 4A school, we saw a shot clock early in the year. Kent to Breeze, 12 on the clock. Huttley backs it out. Lobs it for Heim, who comes out to catch it. Flips it back over to Huttley on the near wing. Huttley, bounce pass, trying to go to Heim. She catches the near corner, puts up the desperation three. That one is short and out of bounds as the clock hits 0-0. 29-25, entertaining first half. Hayden Heim of St. Mary's with 24. Isabel Hurley has the other five for the Bears. A more balanced attack for Rossville, as Rossville trailing, though, at the break, 29-25. Stay tuned for a halftime show to come after this 2.5-minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock and Thunderstone, Minimizer fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at NextTech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years, Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm a studio engineer, MJ Wade Gersten, with you on a special night of high school basketball on a Monday, because a lot of these teams want to get their last regular season game in on a Monday. This is the regular schedule. This is not a makeup or anything like that between St. Mary's and Rossville, as both these girls teams will be playing on Thursday. Check that. St. Mary's will be playing on Thursday. The Rossville girls play on Friday. We'll look at those 2A and 3A brackets coming up in a little bit here on our halftime show. Halftime of this girls' contest, St. Mary's 29, Rossville 25. Rossville at 13-11 at the end of one. The story is Hayden Heim, 6'3 senior center for St. Mary's, with 24 points in the first half, right on her average, 3 of 5 from the line. He hit a three-pointer. Isabel Hurl has the other 5 points and a three. So Hayden Heim could take the whole second half off, and she'd still end up with her average of 24. Her career high is 42, in case you're wondering, which is a school record she set against Maranatha earlier in the year. Rossville, meanwhile, more balanced attack. 9 points for Claire Whitmore, the freshman, including a couple of threes and a three-point play. Riley Dick has 7 points and a three and went over 1,000 points in her career. 2 points for Maggie Sanders, 4 for Cheyenne Hahn, and 3 points on a three by Nora Burdick. Turnovers, both teams did a good job. 4 turnovers, St. Mary's, 4 for Rossville. Free throw shooting, 1-1 for Rossville. They hit 4 threes. 2 by Whitmore, 1 by Riley Dick, and 1 by Burdick. And 2 made threes for St. Mary's, 1 by Heim, 1 by Hurler. They were 3 of 5 from the line. 29-25, St. Mary's would lead at halftime. Back with more of our halftime show. Take a look at some of the brackets for 2A and 3A basketball. We return on the other side of this break as St. Mary's leads at half by 4. Back in 2 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Start your dream home now at Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Goldmeyer Homes of Topeka.
At Gray's Auto Repair and Towing in St. Mary's in Rossville, you can rest easy knowing that their highly skilled and experienced auto service professionals are handling your vehicle. Their technicians bring years of experience, skill, and education to the auto repair table. Gray's Repair offers 24/7 towing and is dedicated to their customers as they're locally owned and operated to serve you. So, if your vehicle needs some TLC or are in need of a tow, contact Gray's Auto Repair in St. Mary's or Rossville.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
29-25, St. Mary's girls with the lead at halftime over Rossville. So the Rossville girls are number 9 seed and sub-state number 1. That's hosted by Valley Heights. The first two rounds are at the higher-seeded site, and then the championship games are at Valley Heights High School. Rossville's a 9 seed at 9-10, taking on Mission Valley's 10-9, 8 seed. The winner of that on Friday at 7 o'clock will then play next Wednesday against more than likely number 1 seed, while Bunsey, who is 16-4. Donovan West is hosting Pleasant Ridge on Friday. Horton is hosting Jackson Heights. That's the rest of that 2A girls substate number 1. 3A girls substate hosted by Hiawatha. First round game, substate 2, Silver Lake is 17-2. They'll play at 7 o'clock. They'll host Perry LeCompton. Also Thursday at 7 o'clock, St. Mary's, the 7th seed, will host Riverside, the 10th seed, who's 7-12. St. Mary's 10-9. If St. Mary's and Silver Lake both win, they'll meet each other for the third time this year. That would be Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Silver Lake. Wellsville's a dangerous 3 seed at the bottom of that bracket against the 14th seed Bishop Ward, and the 6th seed Hiawatha will take on 11th seed West Franklin. In a 2A boys bracket, Rossville boys are the 5 seed. They're ranked 6th in 2A. They're 13-6. They'll host Donovan West Thursday at 7 o'clock. If they win that, they'll play either Horton or Maranatha Academy. And the 3A boys bracket, St. Mary's number 1 seed gets the first round bye because Heritage Christian was not allowed. They were disqualified due to violations. They were going to be a 4 seed. They fall out of the bracket, so everybody moves up a spot seed line-wise, which means the 16 seed is a bye. St. Mary's boys will have 9 days between last Friday's game, or tonight's game, I should say, and then next Wednesday when they will play either Sabetha or Osawatomie. That's a tough draw because Sabetha is much better than the 8 seed would represent. They're 11-8. Osawatomie's 10-8. And then Silver Lake boys are the 4 seed at 14-5. They're taking on Jeff West, who's the 13th seed at 6-12. That's Friday at 7 o'clock. And Silver Lake wins, they would play either Osage State or Hiawatha in the sub-state semifinals. And there's the possibility St. Mary's and Silver Lake could meet both on the girls' and boys' side at sub-state. 29-25 is the score at halftime. St. Mary's girls will lead over Rossville. For a full look at all the sub-state brackets, go to mscsports.net. A reminder, more basketball for you Wednesday night of this week. Piper at Seaman could decide conference league titles. All four teams are state-ranked. We'll have that for you from Seaman High School, home of the Vikings, Wednesday night. Pregame around 5:45 right here on 96.9 The Pulse. Coming up second half, we'll do St. Mary's Rossville girls back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you, currently offering 9 and 14 month CD specials. Contact them for details online at stockgrowers.biz in Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams. Contact Michelle Martin and her team to help guide you to the right coverages. Call 785-437-2274 or email mmartinagency@amfam.com. Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to action. Art Burdick with a drive at the baseline, slipped and fell on a tie-up. So the arrow now goes in favor of St. Mary's. The Bears with the ball moving from right to left, from east to west, and the blue uniforms with the white trim, white numerals, and white lettering with St. Mary's across the front of their chest. Here is Hurla underhands it to Heim, who had 24 points in the first half. Spins, turns, giving some room, skips over to Figge, now back to Hurla. Hurla lobs over Heim, had it knocked away from behind by Burdick, and the ball loose on the deck, and Heim tied up with Sumner, and the arrow now points in favor of Roscoe. Roscoe in the home white with the silver or scarlet gray numerals outlined in the red with dogs on the front, D-A-W-G-S. Roscoe Bulldogs, but they spell it not D-O-G-S, it's D-A-W-G-S, as Riley Dick has the ball knocked away and out of bounds, but Riley Dick let it go, and it was off of her. And her dad's saying, like, you should have gone after that loose ball. The five turnovers for Rossville, 29-25. Heim has 24. Going for a three. Can she get 27 yet? It is the Hayden Heim show, everyone. She has two threes, 27 points, 32-25. Pass ahead, not a good one, but it ricocheted to the hands of Maggie Sanders, and Derek Dick wants a timeout. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds, St. Mary's leading 32-25. This is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Let St. Mary's Teamworks be your go-to place for all of your favorite team screen printing and spirit wear needs. They can do customized printing on all types of apparel and can have it ready when you need it. St. Mary's Teamworks in St. Mary's, here for your screen printing and spirit wear needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Hayden Heim's career high is 42. She's on pace to break it. She has 27 points, and we have 6:51 to go in the third quarter. She by herself outscored Rossville by two, 27-25. Hurley has another 5 points, so it's 32-25. Eric Dick calling a timeout. Seemed a little bit sloppy with the basketball, a couple of turnovers. Out front it goes to Sumner, swings it over to Hahn. Hahn, spin dribble against Hutley. Back to Burdick. Burdick puts on the floor, steps through, out to Hahn. Three-pointer on the way. Line drive, but bullseye. On with her first three-pointer of the night. She has seven, and that's 32-28. Rossville hanging in there. They made five three-pointers tonight. But can they stop Heim? Heim, great position, down low on Burdick. Double team, triple team, quadruple team, and a foul is called. Well, when you have somebody scoring 27 points against you in a little over a half, you probably should just put everybody on her and make somebody else beat you. Not a bad idea. Maggie Sanders with a foul. That's her first team foul. On the Bulldogs, it's 6:17 to play in the third. Lobs out front to Hurla. Hurla turns, nearly tied up. Finds Figge. Now to Heim. Heim's at two threes tonight. She showed the whole repertoire this evening. Hurla lobs it for Heim. She catches, and it is fouled. But Heim does a great job of catching the ball and keeping it high to where the smaller guards can't reach in and poke it away. Fouls on Sumner, her second. Now, Burdick is 5'11". That's the tallest player Roscoe has to go out at her. And she's a sophomore, a little inexperienced, but she's also very athletic. But that has not fazed Heim at all so far tonight. Here's the inbounds to Kent, to Hurla. That's their favorite out-of-bounds play. She misses the three. Rebound. Heim had it, lost it. It's loose on the deck. And we have a hold, a foul call. And it's on the Bulldogs. Dude, this is on. That's a 13th foul now on Rossville. It is on Sanders. That's her second. Inbounds to Heim. Goes baseline. Turns. Steps through. Tough shot. Left it short. Good defense by Burdick. Here's Riley Dick across the Bulldog logo half court. Brothers in the lane. Now out to Hubble. Hubble zips it. Right wing. Inside Burdick going to Riley Dick. Cutting to the hoop. Tries to save it. Does. going out of bounds on the baseline, and Hahn is stripped of the ball, and they say jump ball. Well, one official says jump, the other says foul. What are they going to go with? They're going to go with the foul, and the foul is on Heim. That is her first team foul on the Bears in the third quarter. 32-28 in favor of St. Mary's. Trying to go into sub-state with a winning record. St. Mary's 10-9. Dossville's 9-10. Burdick turns the corner, steps through, shot up, no. Heim the rebound. Well, it's a good move by Burdick, but couldn't finish. He's got a big cast of tape on that left hand that she broke and missed 10 games. Inside Heim muscles it up and in. No, it won't go, but she is fouled. Strong move, and that is the second on Burdick. Fourth team foul. Next one will put Rosso into, or will put St. Mary's into the double bonus. So Heim with 27 looking to add to that. She has over 1,500 points in her career, and she rattles in the first. Heim, the school's all-time leading rebounder. I don't know where she is all-time scoring point-wise, although Kelly Moylan was an outstanding player at St. Mary's. She may have the all-time scoring record in her career, but Heim has 29. 5 of 7 on the line, 2 3-pointers. That's 34-28 St. Mary's. Behind the back dribble, breaking the pressure in the front court is Riley Dick. Now Hahn, little crossover, gives it to Hubble. Hubble plays it back to Riley Dick. Screen set by Burdick. Dick into the lane, flips it out in the far corner to Hubble. Hubble turns, needs some help. Good defense by Breeze, knocks it away. Last touch by Breeze. Out of bounds, far side. Lily Mitchell, 5'5 junior, is in for Rossville, and getting a breather is Hubble. Here's Whitmore at 9 points in the first half. Riley Dick, step back three, blocked by Kent. Good defense by Kent. Rebound Heim, outlet to Huttley on the far sideline. It'll cross over, down the lane, kick out to Hurla. Good setup. Hurla's three, switch. Ripping the cords purely as smooth as silk as Isabel Hurla has all set up by the drive in the lane, a kick out pass by Huttley, who gets the assist. 37-28 St. Mary's, and now a foul called as they try to trap Riley Dick. Foul is on Maisie Kent. That's her second. Team foul number two on the Bears with 4:24 to go in the third quarter. 37-28, St. Mary's, their biggest lead of the night. Carson Pauli is in, and Huttley gets a breather. Now, Hurla and Heim are both seniors, so team's going to lose 39 of their 48 points a game to graduation just with those two departing. Here's a three by Whitmore. In and out. She's been shooting the ball well today. Ball loose, fighting for it in the near corner is Pauli, along with Lenny Lewis, a sophomore. And now the officials are talking things over. So, St. Mary's basketball. Rossville will set up defensively. Man to man. Heim catches it to high post of the elbow. Looks at the hurdle. Can't get up to three. Good defense there by Hahn. Heim takes the three into the lane. Puts up the off-balance shot. We have a blocking foul. As Mitchell tried to take a charge, but got there a little bit late. Mitchell's first 15 foul. So for the next 3:53, St. Mary's will be shooting free throws. Timeout called by Ross. We'll take Winslow back in 1 minute on 96.9, the Pulse.
Ready to find your path to financial freedom? Turn to Horak Legacy Group. We're an independent financial services company dedicated to helping you with tailored strategies and top-tier insurance solutions. Protect your family and plan for a brighter future. Family-owned and locally rooted with offices in Rossville and Topeka, trust Wendy Horak and our team for your hometown financial planning needs. Horak Legacy Group, where your financial legacy begins. Those who prepare for their future have one.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers
and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you.
We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you.
Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
St. Mary's with their biggest lead of the night, 37-28. If you're just tuning in, Hayden Heim has 29, and Isabel Hurla has the other 8. Heim is at the line, switches the first free throw. He has 30. Career high is 42, which is also a St. Mary's single game record. Second one rolls off and Berry cleans the glass. 38-28, St. Mary's, as Roscoe's had no answer for number 22 in blue, Hayden Heim. He's going to play at Central Missouri next year. I mean, Lewis might have got away with a walk there. Now this pass knocked away. Verdict tried to fire a baseball pass and right into the arms of Heim. Turnover Roscoe, there's 6. Things kind of snowballing a little bit on the Bulldogs here in this third quarter. They scored just 3 points in the period, have the Lady Bulldogs. Here is Heim going to work. Flips it to Breeze. Back to Hurla. Hurla into the corner, Heim. Heim turns against Burdick. Ball ricochets into the hands of Hurla. Back to Heim. Heim skips it across to Kent. In the left-hand corner, this is Pauli. And now Hurla lost the ball right off her hands and out of bounds near side. Just the 5th turnover for St. Mary's. St. Mary's had a 3-game losing streak, and then they beat Hiawatha on Valentine's Day 59-43. Heim had 23, Hurla had 29, and 7-3 is the school record in that one. Then they beat Riley County on Monday 45-38, or 36, I should say. And then they lost to Silver Lake on Friday. Here is Burdick. That banker is well off the mark on the drive to the hoop. Silver Lake won that one 60-37 on a 20-0 run, and now a foul on Riley Dick, guarding Hutley near half court. That's her second. That puts Hutley to the line for 2 free throws. Double bonus the rest of this third quarter for the Bears. Rossville got Verdick back after missing 10 games, and after getting blown out by Silver Lake on Monday, Rossville was down 37-6 at Silver Lake on Monday. A week ago tonight, they lost 58-20, but then Friday, they get Burdick back, and they won at state-ranked Riley 45-38. Don't see that very often. Lose by 38, turn around later in the week and beat a state-ranked team on the road. But sometimes one player can make a big difference. One out of 2 for Hutley. It's 39-28. Inside, Burdick catches, splashes, and scores. Nice job. Burdick with 5. And it's 39-30. Full court pressure now being put on by Rossville. Hutley's pass ahead to Hurlett. Hurlett keeps the pivot foot. St. Mary's had some problems against the pressure that Hiawatha applied on Valentine's Day just 10 days ago. St. Mary's then blew it open in the second half. Here's Breeze catching. Leans in. Can't score. Weak side rebound. Heim! Count! And another chance for a 3. This time, took a little shot to the head. She's holding her head a little bit. That's about the only thing that might stop her tonight. Heim has 32 of her team's 41. And that foul was on Burdick. That's her 3rd. Free throw by Heim is up and good. That's 33 for Hayden Heim. 42-30. Here's a deep 3, top of the key, wide left by Dick. Rebound, Burdick, put back, no, but a foul. Riley Dick earlier tonight went over 1,000 points in her career. She has 7 points, but none in the second half. Whitmore has 9. Burdick with 5. 2 for Sanders. 7 for Hahn, including a 3. Whitmore hit a couple 3s first half as Burdick hits the free throw. And, of course, Heim has 33, Herla with 8, and then 1 point for Huttley. 42-31. Second free throw short by Burdick, rebounded by Kent. Minute 40 to go in this third quarter. It's been the Hayden Heim show over and over. Here is Kent. Looks inside for Heim, threw a little bit late. Kent should have been looking for Heim initially. Instead, she put her head down and dribbled once or twice. I didn't see Heim flashing to the block. Right. As a basketball player, you want to learn how to keep your eyes up. Here's a three by Herla, is scraping off the rim. Rebounded by Riley Dick. Court vision, very important when you handle the basketball. Also, when you play defense, see man and ball. Ball knocked away from Riley Dick, and then Kent pushed off. It was good defense initially, but then Kent with a push that was easy for the official to see. That's the third on Kent, the 14th foul on St. Mary. 42-31, Bears with the lead, coming in 10-9. Rossville, 9-10. Rossville averaging 50 points a game offensively, giving up 48. St. Mary's averages 49, gives up 42. Inbounds to Riley Dick. He's been held in check here tonight. Stuck on 7, little crossover. Steps in against Pauli, the floater short. Burdick the rebound, put back, no, but a foul. Burdick's doing a pretty good job of crashing offensive glass in the second half. That's on Pauli, that's her third, and the 15th foul. So double bonus, the final 67 seconds of this third quarter. Piper at Seaman on Wednesday night, right here on 96.9 The Pulse. All four team state ranks. Seaman girls are undefeated, defending 5A champs, number one team in the state. Piper is number 5 in the state. Piper boys are number 2 in the state. Seaman, number 8. Burdick makes the first and makes the second. She has 8. And it's 42-33. Here's the full-court pressure by the Bulldogs. Riley Dick slipped and fell there as Hadley dribbles it. Now to Heim on the near sideline. Puts on the floor. Spins into the lane. Right-handed shot. No. Rebound Riley Dick. Bulldogs want to push it. Riley spins into the lane. Steps through. Puts it up. No. Gets her own rebound. Pump fake. Had it blocked by Heim. She'll try it again. Blocked again by Heim. Now Lewis will step into a three straight away. In and out. And rebounded by Breeze. And then this pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Rossville. And Riley Dick's not afraid to go a bit against the tall timber inside, as they say, the trees. But the trees were unkind and swatted a couple of her shots. But you like the effort. Here is Huttley for the foul line and brings it back out. St. Mary's can hold for the final shot. Huttley's a heady player, just a sophomore. Doesn't score a lot, but she runs the controls and sets this offense up. Smart to bring that out. Now Huttley has it far wing. Lobs it in. Posting up is Heim, and she's fouled. Nope, traveled. Traveled before the contact. And that is the 16th foul on St. Mary's. 4 seconds. Riley Dick brings it up. Now we'll heave it from half court. It's on the way and short. Now it's the end of the first half. Or end of the third quarter, I should say. 42-33, St. Mary's back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Security threats. They are scary, they are real, and they happen. Whether it's a cyber threat or a physical threat, you won't see it coming. Is your business prepared? If not, where do you start? Rest easy. The experts at Nextech are here to help. With a free security assessment, we can discover where you may have gaps and come up with a solution that will protect your business assets. Visit next-tech.com/business to learn more about security protection.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershner back with you on a Monday night. High school basketball, last regular season games before Substate begins later this week for the Rossville and St. Mary's girls and boys basketball teams. St. Mary's girls 42, Rossville 33. Nora Burdick back for Rossville after missing 10 games. Came back in the upset win over Riley County on Friday. She has 8 tonight. It's Hayden Heim, the other 22 for St. Mary's. What a night she had, and they lob it for her, and here's two more. And, oh, no. I figured that was going in, but she got hacked as she went up for the two, or it would have been 2 points. And right now, there's no answer for her. My foul is on Sanders. That's her third. First team foul of the fourth quarter. So right off the bat, start the fourth. Doran Sillsbury, the head coach, says, hey, throw the ball into 22. Not a bad recipe for success. Hayden Heim has 34 points. 8 of 11 from the line, 2 threes. She has 34. Roscoe's team has 33. Second free throw for Heim. 77% foul shooter is up, and it is good. Here is Hahn. Right hand dribble. Puts it to Whitmore. Now Burdick shoots a three. It's on the way. It's short, and all alone for the rebound is Hurla. I am with 35 points tonight. They lob it for her again. Why not? She turns and is fouled again. And if that's on Burdick, she'd be done. But instead, they're calling it on Riley Dick with the reach-in. That's her third, second team foul. Rossville's hit 5 threes tonight. St. Mary's has hit 4, 2 by Heim, 2 by Hurla. Is Heim making a living at the foul line now? Now has 36. School record 42 she had against Maranatha in an 81-18 win early in the year. Second free throw of the 6'3 senior, nothing but nylon. Make it 37 for Heim. 48-33. Swinging into the corner right side, Whitmore. Here is a three on the way by Sanders. Back iron strong. Nice job climbing the ladder, get the rebound by Kent. Here's Heim in the open floor. Fires it over to Figge. Figge on the baseline to Hutley. Hutley finds Heim. Heim steps through, scoops it with the left. No. Ball tipped around. It's loose. Hutley gets it back to Heim. What a dish. And Heim has 39. But what a dish by Hutley. 50-33. Hayden Heim has 39 points. Three away from tying her own school record. And now a timeout called by Derry Dick and Rossville. It's a full timeout. 6:20 to go. It's the Hayden Heim Show. 50-33 is our score. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
Locally owned and operated for 25 years. Miller Motors in Rossville is proud to support area communities. Miller Motors offers the finest in used vehicles and has a terrific service department. It's your next vehicle at Miller Motors, 215 West Highway 24 in Rossville.
Start your dream home now at Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka. They will build a home that is personalized for you. And they are on site, swinging a hammer and on the phone, negotiating the best prices in the industry, which allows you to reap the savings of one of the largest builders in Topeka. Anyone can buy a house, but only you can create your home with Doltmeyer Homes of Topeka.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hayden Heim with 39 of St. Mary's 48 points. 8 for Hurla and 1 for Hutley. That's their offense, but Heim with 39. Here's a 3 by Riley Dick, and she buries it. She's in double figures with 10. She's over 1,000 points in her career. Much needed 3. 48-36. That's her first points of the second half. Averages 22 a game. Here's Kent. They lob it for Heim. Heim goes up, catches it, whips it back out on the baseline of the corner to Kent from Figge. And now Hutley has it. Heim pops out on the R, standing for Rossville. Giving room, doesn't take the three. She's hit a couple tonight. She now has 17 on the season. Inside, posting up, double team, up and under. Nowhere to go with it. Now power dribble. Finds Figge. Figgy's open, doesn't take the shot. Ball tipped out. It comes to Hutley. That's one where Figge just got to be ready to shoot the ball. She was open. Hesitated. Here's Hurla. Back to Heim. Over to Hutley in the near corner. St. Mary's running some clock here with 5:08 to play. Heim sets the screen. Hurla, three-pointer on the way. Barely grazes the front iron. Heim gets the rebound, and she's fouled on the floor, so she will not shoot free throws. School record 42. Hayden Heim had that against Maranatha earlier in the year. She also had a game where she scored all but four of her team's points in a loss to Riley County early in the year. And right now she has 39 of her team's 48. Here's Hurla. He's like to lob it in, and then Hurla gets the screen and tries to go for a three. Heim has it. Flips it out front to Kent. Kent over to Heim. Beyond the arc. Now to Hurla. Heim sets the screen. Kent looks inside for Breeze. Breeze out to Heim. Open three-pointer. Yes! Hayden Heim has tied a school record, which is her own record, of 42 points in a single game. And it's 51-36, and we still have 4:41 to play. 42 points, 3 three-pointers, 11 of 14 from the line for Hayden Heim. And you wonder why she's going to play ball at the next level. Here's Riley Dick, high arcing three short, long rebound. Hahn has it. Nobody checked out Hahn or Riley Dick. And St. Mary's pays for it by giving up the offensive rebound. That was on Hutley. That's her second. Team foul number one. Three team fouls on Rossville in this fourth quarter. There'll be senior night festivities between the games here at Rossville. Here's Riley Dick. Step back, 16-footer off the back iron. Rebound to Heim. It was her 15th double-double of the year. And the next point for Hayden Heim will be a new school record. 42 currently. Here's Heim, top of the key. Inside it goes the Breeze. Breeze back, give and go. Heim steps through, puts it up, lost it, gets her own rebound. Steps through and is fouled, and she'll have a chance to set the record at the line. Nora Burdick with her fourth personal. So here's Heim to the line. 42 points on the night. Tying her school record. Now 43. A new school record for most points in a game for St. Mary's High School has been set by 6'3" senior center Hayden Heim, breaking her previous record of 42 she set earlier this year. Make it 44. 13 of 16 from the line. 53-36. Here's a chance for 50. Now Lewis is fouled by Breeze on the other end of the floor. Second team foul. Heim has 44. Rossville as a team has 36. I've never covered a high school girls game where someone has scored 44. Not even close. Here is Whitmore. Wraparound pass, knocked away, and a foul is called on the Bears. Trying to think the most points I've seen by a girls basketball player in a single game. I think I saw Karen Sides, who is now at Kansas State. I believe I saw her score over 30 in a game. I don't think I've seen any other high school girl score over 30 in a game. Here's Riley Dick, a little crossover. Near side it goes to Lily Mitchell. I lived in Beloit. Austin Budke, who ended up playing at Kansas State University for Bruce Weber, he scored, I want to say he scored 42 or 43. Jared Sanchez and Shawnee Heights, just a few weeks ago, we had it against Seaman. We had it on 96.9 to Pulse. He scored 39. Turnover for Roscoe, losing out of bounds on the near side near half court, so St. Mary's has it. Here's Hutley to Heim. Heim turns the corner, steps in, puts up the soft shot, and Hayden Heim just continues the roll. 46 points for Hayden Heim, 55-36. A three on the way from number three, Hahn. No. Hutley tied up with Maggie Sanders. Arrow stays with Rossville. It's pretty easy to keep track of Himes' points right now because you just take Hurla's 8 and Hutley's 1. That's 9. Take it off the total. There you are, 46. 55-36, St. Mary's biggest lead of the night, 19. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Whitmore is off to the right. A rebounded there by Hayden Hahn. What a performance. Hutley, here's Himes. She should shoot it for the volleyball line just to see. Inside, lobs it for Breeze. Not a good pass. Ball tipped around, and loose ball foul. Let's see who it's on. I think it's on Breeze. And for her, that's her second. Yeah, I've seen Jared Sanchez, the Shawnee Heights boys, score 39 just a few weeks ago at Seaman in a loss. I'm scored 31 in the game early this year, actually against Rossville. She had 31. That I called on the radio on 96.9 The Pulse. So now 46. 4 points away from 50. As this one's short, put up there by Whitmore, and last touch by Claire, the freshman. Who has 9 points all in the first half. Riley Dick leaned away with 10 for Roswell, but she's been held in check. Couple threes, but went over 1,000 points in her career. I went over 1,500 points in her career tonight. I get to 1,600. I'm joking. She's not going to score that many. Ahead it goes to Heim. Why not? And then she goes up to pass it, and she was double-teamed, and the ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by Rossville. With 2:30 to play, and the story of this game is Hayden Heim. And I have to give her teammates credit, though, too. They found her open. Heim's got the position. They've lobbed it to her to where she kept the ball high and got some high-percentage licks. Heim's also at 3-3s. Here they go. They throw it into her. She catches, turns, steps through a double-team, puts up the shot, doesn't go. Rebound Breeze. That won't fall. Rebound Breeze again, tied up with Burdick. An arrow in favor of St. Mary's. I've never seen a high school player in person doing games on radio score 50 in a game. I saw it once, but not on the radio, so I wasn't covering it. Here's Heim, a three, up and away, back iron, no. Ball tipped out, guess who gets it? Heim steps through, and it's fouled. Make it 48 and counting for Heim. 57-36. And the foul is on Claire Whitmore, her first. 5 team fouls. So Heim to the line, chance for point number 49, and we still have 2:15 to go. So she could definitely get to 50 or over 50. Free throw is up, and she buries it. You think she's in a zone tonight? 14 of 17 are line. She has 49. Here's Burdick. Gets it. Far corner, Whitmore. Doesn't take the three. Now the Riley Dick. Lay it out front. Out of the key. Now cutting in is Whitmore. Whitmore looks inside. Nothing to it. Back out. Riley Dick. Good ball movement. Three-pointer. Riley Dick switches it. She has 13, her third three. And it's 58-39. St. Mary's. I'm ahead to Hutley in the forecourt to my left. And now, between the ovals, it goes to Hurla. Hayden Heim has 49 points. Can she get to 50 or 51? Hutley has it ripped away by Burdick. They say a jump ball. Arrow goes to Rossville. Well, I don't know if Dorian Silsbury is keeping track of points and how many Hayden Heim has, but she has 49. And you'd hate to pull her when she has a chance at 50. Here is Burdick. Over to Hahn. Hahn guarded there by Hutley. Hutley gives it to Dick. Dick spins. Back out to Burdick. Burdick can't get off the three. Into the lane. Fires it over. Open. Pump fake on the three. And then a foul called as Sanders with the drive. That's 5 team fouls on both teams. So 2 free throws forthcoming here for Maggie Sanders. So Hayden Heim has 49 points. He has 16 in this fourth quarter as the free throw swished by Sanders. In fact, Keim has all 16 in the fourth. That's right. Hayden Keim has all 16 of her team's points in the fourth quarter. Second free throw up, rattles in there for Sanders. 58-41. Keim calling for the ball as she crosses half court. She has 49 points, a new school record for St. Mary's in a single game. She had 42 early in the year and has blown that away tonight on the road at Rossville. Keim cutting across far block. Let's see if they get her the ball. Huntley over to Keim. Open. Doesn't take the three. Dribbles, spins, turns, steps through. Shot blocked by Burdick. Burdick says, not in my house. You're not getting 50. Back the other way. Riley Dick open. Three-pointer on the way. Swiss. Riley Dick with 16. And a timeout. Substitution timeout called as Ross wants to rotate players in. Dorian Sillsbury needs to know that Keim has 49. Hayden Keim has 49, and that's seniors getting recognition. That's why Derek Dick did that. He gets a couple seniors to come out, and he's going to clear his bench here in a moment. So now, get the ball to 22. 38 seconds to go. Hayden Keim has 49 points. Hurla takes the three and swishes it. Hurla has 11. 61-44, St. Mary's. Oh, there was a chance to get it in to Keim to get 50. I don't think Hurla knew that. Here's Burdick. Turns. Baseline shot bouncing off. Rebound Hurla. Hayden Keim may not get 50, but she has 49. Now she has it. Crosses half court. And the timeout called by St. Mary's Dorian Sillsbury. He's going to do the substitution. He brings her out. I don't know if he knows how many points she has. She has 49. You could put her in and try to get a cheap two here, but that might not be appreciated. I'm seeing right here at Rossville with 10.5 on the clock. Hurla, you can't blame her. She had open three. She's been red hot. And she shot and made it a moment ago. But had she thrown it into Keim, Keim had a chance for 50. But Keim also had a chance for 50 and had a shot blocked by Burdick. So 49 is not a bad number, though. 61-44. Rossville has Tatum Miller out there along with Chloe Hutchison. And also out there is Lucy Keenan for St. Mary's, and that is the end of the game. Also out there was Fallon Clurman for Rossville. As the final score, St. Mary's 61, Rossville 44, Hayden Keim with 49 tonight for the Lady Bears. Stay tuned, our postgame to come after this timeout. Back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Whether you're a first-time homeowner looking to upgrade or wanting to sell, Cindy Glenn, Realtor with Coldwell Banker American Home, provides real estate services you can trust to work hard for you. Along with her husband John, an investment advisor representative with Horrock Legacy Group, they can help you with all your financial planning, retirement, and asset building needs. Contact Cindy today for questions or a free home evaluation, or talk to John for a free portfolio review. Insurance products offered by Horrock Legacy Group, LLC. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through Maripal Wealth Management, LLC. Horrock Legacy Group, LLC and Maripal Wealth Management are not affiliated entities.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer MJ, Wade Gershner with you here from Rossville High School Senior Night recognition for all the seniors of Rossville. We saw this at St. Mary's on Friday. It's happening just down the road for Silver Lake as well, as they're hosting Riley County tonight. And if you're tuning in a little bit late, let's tell you what took place in this one. It was back and forth in the first quarter. Rossville led 13-11 at the end of one. Hayden Himes scored the first 11 points of the game for St. Mary's, and that was a sign of things to come. It was 29-25 at halftime, and Heim had 24 of the 29 at half. And then, third quarter, St. Mary's extended lead to 9, 42-33. Fourth quarter, Heim scored her team's first 16 points of the fourth, and then Herla a late three. And Hayden Heim finishes the night with 11 points in the first quarter, 24 in the first half, 25 points in the second half, 16 of those in the fourth quarter. Hayden Heim had a new school record 49-point performance tonight. 49 points for Hayden Heim. 11 for Isabel Herla. Heim and Herla each hit 3 3-pointers tonight, so 6 made threes this evening. Heim was 14-17 from the line. Hutley was 1-2 from the line, so a total of 15-19. St. Mary's just had 7 turnovers tonight. Rossville had 8 turnovers. St. Mary's now 11-9 on the season, and they will host Riverside, the 10 seed, at 7 o'clock on Thursday. St. Mary's is the 7 seed. Rossville girls fall to 9-11. They're led by Riley Dick with 16-9 in the fourth quarter on 3 triples in that quarter. 8 points for Nora Burdick, 7 for Cheyenne Hahn, 9 for Claire Whitmore, including a couple of threes. Hahn had a 3. Maggie Sanders had 4 points. Burdick had a 3 as well. Rossville hit 8 threes, 6 of 7 line, 8 turnovers. First meeting of the year was won by St. Mary's 63-44. Nora Burdick did not play in that game. Riley Dick had 23. Heim had 31. Second meeting tonight, Heim had 49. Dick had 16. Burdick played, and almost the same exact final score, 61-44. In favor of St. Mary's. Hayden Heim, 49 points tonight. Just a sensational performance, and Rossville had no answers to slow her down. Big thanks to our sponsors tonight. They include Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's, St. Mary's Teamworks, Miller Motors in Rossville, Doltmeyer Homes, Bob's Janitorial, Tyner Insurance, Stock Grower State Bank, Cindy Glenn Realtor, Coldwell Banker American Home, Performance Tire and Auto in Topeka, Bukitty Companies in Rossville, Integrity Insurance, Horak Legacy Group of Rossville, and Topeka. Next Tech, Clements Welding in Morrill, Michelle Martin, the American Family Insurance Agent in St. Mary's, and Gray's Auto Repair at 2 locations in Rossville and St. Mary's to serve you. Coming up later tonight, it is the boys' game. Rossville ranked 6th in 2A, 13-6, finishing a tie for 2nd. The Big East League will take on St. Mary's, who also tied for 2nd with Rossville at 7-3 in the league. They're 15-4. St. Mary's boys are going to be the 1 seed in their sub-state, get a first-round bye. And then they'll play either Sabetha or Osawatomie next week. So this will be the last game for the boys of St. Mary's for 9 days, which is not ideal. And that all took place because Heritage Christian was disqualified from playing in sub-state due to various violations, I've been told. So that meant they drop out of the 16-team field. It goes to 15, and whoever, and then that means there's nobody in the 16th seed spot, which means the 1 seed is the one that gets the bye. That's St. Mary's. So St. Mary's have one less game to win to make it to state, but 9 days off between now and a game against a very good Sabetha Osawatomie team is going to be a tough chore coming up next Wednesday, but St. Mary's boys will have that at home. The Rossville boys will be at home. They're a 5 seed in 2A. They'll be at home this Thursday against 12 seed Donovan West at 7 o'clock in 2A action. So, boys game, nothing on the line in regards to league standing, sub-state, but it's a rivalry. It's senior night, especially Rossville. They don't want to go out on a loss on senior night. That should be a very entertaining game. The first meeting back on February the 4th, we had it for a 96-9 the polls, and St. Mary's ended up losing that game by 1. 61-60 was the final. It came down to the final second, so we hope it will again here tonight. Still have a senior night recognition for the Rossville Bulldogs, and it's
Let's go over the sub-state brackets here. 2A girls, while Bunsey's the one seed, Valley Falls is the bottom seed in sub-state 1. Winner of that will play the Rossville Mission Valley girls winner. Rossville will be at Mission Valley Friday at 7 o'clock. Winners of those two games will play next Wednesday at 7 o'clock at probably Wabunzee. Dauphin West will host Pleasant Ridge on Friday. Horton will host Jackson Heights. And the championship games in 2A girls and boys will be at Valley Heights for those substates. 2A boys, already told you, Rossville taking on Dauphin West on Thursday at 7 o'clock at Rossville. Winner of that will get the winner of Horton Maranatha Christian Academy. That would take place next Tuesday in the substate semis. Marhill, Mount Academy, the one seed against McLeod. And then Gary Perryville against Jackson Heights is the 8-9 matchup on Thursday. 3A girls, Silver Lake is the top seed in substate 2. They'll take on Perry-Lecompton Thursday at 7 o'clock at Silver Lake. St. Mary's and Mitchell host Riverside Thursday at 7 o'clock. If Silver Lake St. Mary's win, they'll meet each other for the third time on the season coming up Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Silver Lake in the substate semis. The championship games in 3A will be at Hiawatha. 3A boys, we mentioned St. Mary's gets the number one seed and gets the first round bye. They await the winner of Sabetha off the Wadding, which will be Friday at 7 o'clock at Sabetha. Silver Lake boys on the bottom half of that bracket, they're the four seed at 14-5, hosting Jeff West at 7 o'clock on Friday. If they win, they'll play next Wednesday at home against either Osage City or Hiawatha. So St. Mary's and Silver Lake boys, they will just have to win one neutral site game to make it to state. They could very well meet each other with a state berth on the line next Saturday at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha. It's new set, new substates this year, the way they set it up, Keisha, trying to get more of the better teams at state. I like it. And it also means that your first two games, if you're the higher seed, like if you're a one seed, you're guaranteed two home games, and then you just have to win one neutral site game. I think that rewards teams that had great years, so I like that as well. And what they do is they have four regions of 16 teams. They break each region, they seed them 1 through 16, and then eight teams are in one substate, the 1, the 16, the 8, the 9, the 4, the 13, the 5, the 12. The other substate is the 2, the 15, the 7, and the 10. 3 and the 14 and the 6 and 11 seats. So that's how it works. So you got two sub-state brackets of 8 amongst a field of 16. And that means that the two sub-state winners, like we've seen in the past, in essence, the top two teams that come out of the 16-team bracket, will go on to state. 2A is in Manhattan. 3A is in Hutchinson. Once again, the girls' final, St. Mary's 61, Rossville 44. Hayden Heim, a school record 49 tonight for the Lady Bears. Rossville led by Riley Dick with 16. We're going to throw it back to MJ back in studios. Let her have it for about, I'd say, MJ, you could probably play a couple of songs because we still got 19 minutes until we get started. So we'll let MJ have it for about 10 minutes. We'll be back with you in about 10 minutes from Rossville for the boys' game between the Bulldogs and the Bears on 96.9 The Pulse.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!